Well, you know, we were excited at that press conference, and we remain excited today. This collaboration with the Cuban scientists and physicians really was initiated when Cuba was in total lockdown. We navigated through that. This is really two scientific and medical entities coming together for the good of patients. And so we want to be able to bring these potentially life-saving therapies to the United States for our patients, and we have received all the appropriate approvals for this through the FDA, through OFAC. All the things we need to do this trial are in place, and this is not something that this trial will go forward, and we're encouraged that that things will not change.
It's a project that a lot of people say just can't afford to be even just delayed at this point. You know, lives are on the line here.
Lives are on the line. Many of these life-saving therapies that the Cubans have developed, they want to collaborate with us. They want, for the good of patients all over the world, for this to come to the United States. And so we're going ahead as we have. At the press conference, we talked about starting the clinical trial within a month. It appears, you know, these things, regardless, clinical trials are complex. They take time to sort of get everything lined up. We're in the final stages of that, and hopefully the trial will open before Christmas, so in the next couple weeks. And so things are going forward.
When Fidel Castro passed away, people, especially down in Little Havana, they remember a brutal dictator, but under Castro's regime, they did establish a surprisingly remarkable medical field.
They did, and the folks at the CIM are a group of extremely innovative scientists and physicians. They have approached cancer in a very different way than really anyone has in the design of some of their therapies and some of their vaccines, and we're just privileged to work with them and to help them bring these drugs to the United States.
So the short-term answer is no, there's no cause
yes.
for concern.
There's no cause for concern. We're committed to bring these therapies, work together with the Cubans, work together in any way that we can to continue these studies.
For those who might need their memories refreshed, what is it that you are working on with the Cubans?
And well, we have the Simivax, which is this vaccine, is for lung cancer to date. It may have application in other cancers. But in lung cancer cells are addicted to a growth factor. They need this growth factor to grow. And so the beauty of this vaccine is what it does is it immunizes you against this growth factor. So your immune response responds to this growth factor and eliminates it from your body. No growth factor, no cancer grows. It's a very simplistic approach. And the beauty of it is it works. It actually has been shown to work very effectively.
Now, where do the Cubans come in this deal?
The Cubans are the ones that developed this vaccine. Their innovative scientists are the ones that came up with this idea and decided to test it. And, you know, they have tested this vaccine in many Cubans, and many people in South America have utilized this drug. It's been tested in Japan. The clinical studies have been published even maybe 6 months ago in a journal, a U.S. journal of clinical cancer research. And so we have great excitement about this. Lots of reason for excitement, not only for lung cancer patients, where lung cancer, as I said, produces this growth factor and therefore might respond very positively to this approach, but many other kinds of cancer are addicted to this growth factor, breast cancer, colon cancer, potentially prostate and pancreas cancer. So we would love to be able to expand the use of this drug to other types of cancer. And also, as we've talked about before, the really exciting prospect of this is because this is an immunization, the way this works is immunizing you against this growth factor. Perhaps if we intervene with patients earlier in the course of their disease, we could see an even more dramatic response. So an early phase lung cancer patient gets their tumor removed by surgery. They're essentially tumor-free. We know statistically they're at high risk of recurrence. You intervene with Simivax, you vaccinate them against this growth factor, and you perhaps prevent recurrence of their disease. So we're very excited to test that.
since the big announcement in October, have you received a lot of calls and inquiries about getting aboard for the trials?
Lots of calls. You know, it's sort of the sobering reality of this is there are so many patients that need and want to be in this trial and have availability of this drug. Because unfortunately, as you know, in lung cancer, especially if you're in late stage disease, you don't have a lot of options. And so we're hopeful to try to get this going and bring this to our patients.
And again, you suggested this might be by Christmas, the first trial?
Yes, the trial hopefully will start in the next couple weeks.